paying for service that never really seems to work. Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, 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 I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated.
Hi, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. Yesterday, we started looking at how to become a person after God's own heart. And we started and we looked in the book of Acts in verse 13, 20 through verse 22, finding out how the Israelites desired to have a king when God wanted to be as He was their king. Let's pick it up in the service right now and see how we can become that person to have a heart that's after God's own heart.
But then in verse 21, and afterwards they asked for a king. So God gave them Saul, the son of Kish, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, for 40 years. Now listen, this man that became their king for 40 years, and we know that he got crazy, and so he had to be removed. Verse 22, and when he had removed him, God removed him, Saul, he raised up for them David as king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who will do all my will. Amen. A man after my own heart, he will do all my will. There's a clue right there. The Passion Translation says that verse, I have found in David, son of Jesse, a man who always pursues my heart and will accomplish all that I have destined him to do. I like that translation. I have found in David, son of Jesse, a man who always pursues my heart and will accomplish all that I have destined him to do. Now, we know he sinned. We know he messed up. We know he did all crazy stuff. But he kept coming back to God. He kept coming back. You see, God and the prodigal children, he's waiting for the prodigal son, the prodigal daughter. He wants him to come back. When that son had run away and he was living terribly, he came back. That story is not about the son. The story is about the father. The father who was waiting. He was looking every day, looking for his son to come home. David understood this and he kept coming back to dad. He kept coming back to the father. Can you say amen? And so he says, I found in David, there's something in this dude that he always pursues my heart and he will accomplish all that I have destined him to do. Do you know each and every one of you, God has got a destiny and a purpose and a plan for your life? And if you just follow after God, you stick with God, He will take you on that journey. And let me tell you what, I'm on that journey now. My wife's on that journey. Many of you are on the journey. We're all on the journey. And it is exciting.
It is.
It's amazing. I mean, sometimes you're walking on the water and you think, oh my God, you almost think you've got the holes in your feet because you're starting to go down. But if you're fulfilling your call in your life, you will overcome every obstacle that the devil throws in your face. And boy, he's trying to get you off your destiny. He's trying to get you off focus. He's trying to get you into these traps. He did that with David. He was successful, but David kept coming back. He kept coming back. He kept coming to the Father. And you'll see that a little bit later. The New Living Translation says, look here. He will do everything I want him to do. Wow, I'm going to think about that. Will I? Will you? I mean, think about it, really, will you? Well, you can answer that because you know if you do, if you don't. He says, don't watch that TV, but you do. He says, read your Bible, but you don't. Or he might say, don't watch that R-rated movie. And you say, okay. So then you're doing all that he wants you to. Oh, come on, Pastor. Now you're getting personal. Hey, listen, if I don't speak truth, who's going to tell you truth? Who's going to tell you truth? The TV? The Republicans? The Democrats? The Independents? Who's going to tell you truth? The Word of God is only truth that you can rely on. There is no other truth besides the Word of God. He said, I am the way, in John 14, 6, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. The way, the truth, and the life. He's got a destination for us. If you follow him, he'll show you the truth. He says, and the truth that you know will make you free. Amen. But it's not the truth you know. It's the truth you know and act on. Amen. See, because faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. But faith without works is dead. Amen. So I hear the truth, I get faith. Right? But if I don't act on it, I've got dead faith. What's the point? You've got to have corresponding actions. You see, not everybody likes a church that kind of gives you marching orders, because this is like challenging you to do what you can do. Amen. It's not up to God, it's up to me. Right? He's already made them. Yeah, he said, there's a road before you. There's a big, wide road, and it's leading to destruction. There's a more narrow road, but it leads to life. Choose. You choose this day whom you will serve. It's our choice. It's not up to him, it's up to me. He said, I put before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Deuteronomy 30:19, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that you and your seed may live. He tells you, but he can't force you. I mean, he could force you, but he's given us freedom of choice, right? And so he says he will do everything I want him to do. Wow. He has a message. This one kind of got me a little bit. A man who will do what I tell him. I was talking to someone today, and he was asking me about when the presence of God and the anointing gets stronger, how do you discern and how do you know what to do and when to do it and what have you? And I told him I've learned lessons from God in ministry. And one of the lessons, you've heard it before, was when God told me to pray for ingrown toenail. And the church was heaving. It was a Sunday, and it was pumping and everything. And God said to me, stop all the proceedings and tell you, God's going to heal you if you've got an ingrown toenail. And I fought with him for 10 minutes on the altar. I'm not going to do it. You remember that? I'm not going to do it. Give me cancer. Give me AIDS. Give me something better. Ingrown toenail. Come on, God. And I fought with him. I'm telling you. We were having it. No one knew that. I wasn't loud. It was in my spirit. And me, fighting. I'm not going to do it, not going to do it. So eventually, I didn't know, is this God? It's probably the devil. He wants to embarrass me. And I'm not going, and all that kind of nonsense. Until eventually I said, okay, because God can be pretty persistent. Yes. How many of you know he can persist? Yes. Come on, you know what I'm talking about. He gets on your case. He's not going to let go because he loves you. He's going to get you off of what you're doing wrong because he loves you. Amen. That's the only reason. Not because he's trying to spoil your fam. Let me sow my wild oats first. Listen, you'll always have wild oats. You better get rid of that thinking. Amen. Amen. And so I said, okay, Lord. The hush came. Remember that day? The hush came. I said, God's telling me that if you've got ingrown toenail, please come to the front. 12 people. 12 people. And they all got healed from it. And Deborah's still in the church and some of them are. And they all got healed from ingrown toenail. 12 people came. I said, oh my God, I will never question you again. When God says something, you got to do it. You can't sit there. Listen, this guy said to me, but how do I know if it's God told me to lay hands on the sick? I said, do you think the devil's telling you? Who would be telling you? Does it line up with the will of God? He said, believers will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Now you've got this feeling, I need to lay hands on the sick person, but I'm not sure is it God or not. Of course it's God. It's not the devil, because God said you'll lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. It's his will. So if you go with the will of God, you're going to be okay. Come on. Amen. Amen. So he says, a man who will do what I tell him. And I hate to say this, I don't always. I know you all do. I know you just, I mean, you guys are just amazing. You do everything that he puts in your spirit, every word in the Bible, right? No, we don't. Amen. I remember a guy had a heart problem. And God told me, go and pray for him. I was new at this. I said, I'm not going to do it. You've got to be kidding me. And I didn't do it. And it wasn't a good result. I didn't do it. And I regretted that all my life. God's told me to pray for a person, other people, and I didn't have the faith. I thought, no, I'm not going to do this. In Walmart. Any of you been there? But he says, he's a man who will do what I tell him. That's a man after God's own heart. Remember, we're talking about a man, God said, has a man with a heart after my own heart. And then the King James says, who shall fulfill all my will? All my will. That's amazing. So we know the Bible is the will of God. The New Testament, will and testament. Amen. So we know his will. Because he says in 1 John 5:14 that if we are, this is a confidence that we have, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know he hears us, we know we have the petition we desire of him. So in other words, I can know God's will. I can know God's will. Because you might be saying, well, how do I know that God willed me to do that? I don't know if it's his will. Then learn the word. Amen. And when he says, go and give some money to that poor person there, you better watch out now. There are times when the devil will get you to give your money to a drug addict who's going to go and do drugs. So you've got to also know the will of God. He wants you to help the poor. He said, when you help the poor, you lend to the Lord. Remember that? And God can't, you can't outgive God. You understand? And so, but you've got to have discernment as well. You've got to have discernment that, well, that person, I'm feeling, so it could be a way to steal your money. Come on. So you've got to have some discernment. And you've got to know the Holy Spirit's voice. And say, okay. Because if you're feeling, oh, I'm just not right about this, that could be a red light. Don't do it. Amen. Amen. All right. So the answer to why David was considered a man after God's own heart is found right in this verse. Whatever God wanted him to do, he did. Whatever. Whatever, think about it. And because of David's heart, because of that scripture, look at the results. Do you want to see the results from God saying, this is a guy who'll do what I said? Look at the results on the next verse, 23. Just look at this. From this man's seed, a man after my own heart, according to the promise, God raised up for Israel and the world a Savior, Jesus the Christ. Came from the seed, and he came through the covenant. Remember, blind Bartimaeus? Someone said I did a striptease on the altar on Sunday. I didn't take my clothes off. It's a lie. I only went halfway. But I made a point, right? We get the point, get it across. But blind Bartimaeus. Jesus, son of David. Oh. Not Jesus, Messiah. No, Jesus, son of David. Why? Covenant. Covenant. He says, yeah, from this man's seed, according to the promise, God raised up for Israel a Savior, Jesus. And that Savior is for us as well because we got grafted in. The Gentiles got grafted in. Is that correct? And so think about this. He came because of David's obedience. I love that picture. I just love that picture. I get ridges when I see it. Our Savior. David's obedience to God, he's a man after my own heart who will do what I want him to do, was able to have the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, ushered through his lineage into the world. Amen. That is huge. Amen. That is humongous. You know who else? Think about his mother, his earthly mother. She's not the mother of the earth. She's not the one we pray to. None of that kind of stuff. But his earthly mother was an amazing woman. She was an incredible woman. She was chosen and highly favored above all women. She must have been very, very pure. And God said, that's the one I'm choosing. And when she didn't understand it, she says, hey, I don't know how I'm going to be pregnant because I don't even have a man. But I tell you what, be it done unto me as you will.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.